Oasis Audio presents The Mystery Bookstore by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Going, going, gone. Next to be auctioned is this toy boxcar, a man yelled to the crowd in the courtyard. A fine thing for a fine boy or girl. Do I hear a dollar? Benny Alden wriggled in his seat. He was so excited he could hardly sit still. He reached into the pocket of his jeans. The $7 from the paper route the six-year-old shared with his brother and two sisters was still there, safe and sound. Benny tugged at his sister's sleeve.
Should I put my hand up now, Jesse?
Not yet, 12-year-old Jesse Alden whispered back, calm as could be. We don't want to raise the price too soon. Benny sputtered like an old tea kettle.
But, Jesse, it looks almost like the boxcar we used to live in.
Jesse pushed back the hair from Benny's forehead. Don't worry, Benny. Let's just wait a little bit longer. A couple of voices in the audience called out bids.
I hear a dollar. Now I hear $2.
The auction man shouted.
Do I hear three?
Three!
Benny yelled before Jesse could stop him.
I hear three from the boy in the second row, the man said. Do I hear $4?
The man asked. Everyone in the courtyard was silent. The four Alden children tried hard not to show how much they wanted the old tin box car.
Going once, going twice, going to the boy in the second row.
The man brought down the auction hammer with